Who is Jesus Christ? Almost every major religion today acknowledges the existence of Jesus Christ. Even our calendar years center up on this historical figure with the use of AD and BC. Here's a question I would like you to consider. In fact, it is the same question that Jesus Christ at one time asked his disciples. Who do men say that I am? Before you consider answering the question, let me say this. Jesus Christ was either insane, a lunatic and deceiver, or he is who he claims to be. It is impossible for him to be a good man or teacher if indeed he was a liar and a deceiver. The answer to the question, who is Jesus Christ, must be revealed to you by God himself, as stated in Matthew 16:17, or you just will not know. Now before you answer, who is Jesus, let me tell you who some other men and women thought him to be. Some said he was John the Baptist, Elijah, or that one of the prophets of long ago had come back to life, Luke 9:19. But Jesus asked, what about you? Who do you say that I am? Luke 9:20. Why is this question of such a vital nature? God has stated that in all the world, salvation is to be found in no one else but his Son, Acts 4:12. To have a faulty view of Jesus Christ could have the most serious eternal consequences. When a man asked one day, what must he do to be saved? The Apostle Paul replied, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Acts 16:31. Believing in the Scripture does not mean just acknowledging some mental credence. To rely upon, trust, and commit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, we must understand who he is. First of all, he is the Lord. The word Lord implies master, ruler, the one who has the right to control your life. This word also implies deity. Secondly, he is Jesus. The word Jesus means God is salvation and implies Jesus' saving work. Savior implies one who rescues another. It is very much like a person who rescues another person from drowning so that they might live. So Jesus rescues people from perishing so they might have eternal life. Thirdly, he is Christ, a king, Luke 23:2. Christ is a word that means the Messiah, the anointed to rule. The Bible says to enter his kingdom we must be converted, which means we must turn around, change our direction, change our course by coming out from under the jurisdiction, control, and possession of the kingdom of darkness, Colossians 1:13-14. The Apostle Paul describes this as a turning from darkness to light and from Satan to God, so that we might receive the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 26:18. This is another way of describing repentance. Repentance is not man's self-effort to clean up his life. Rather, repentance is to recognize one's sin, to hate it, and turn one's back on it by fleeing to Christ. The Scriptures teach that we are in a conflict between two kingdoms and two kings, Matthew 6:24, Colossians 1:13-14. In times past, we have all followed the god of this world in the kingdom of darkness, see Ephesians 2:1-5. The question is, are you willing to give up and give control of your life to Jesus Christ? Are you now willing to follow the King, Jesus, and accept his sacrifice for the forgiveness of your sins? Acts 5:31. To follow means to come or go after, move behind and in the same direction, to come or go with, to accept the guidance or leadership of, to adhere to the cause or principles of, to be governed by, obey, comply with, John 10:27-28, Romans 10:9-10, and verse 13. Many people feel they can ride the fence. That is to say, I'm not serving Jesus Christ, but I'm certainly not going to serve the devil. The Bible does not teach this. Jesus said, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. Matthew 6:24. You cannot be saved from what you deliberately want to hold on to. What kingdom are you in? What master are you serving? Jesus Christ or the god of this world, Satan? A kingdom in the Bible was the realm in which either Satan or God was in control. One's kingdom is the people over which one has authority or rule. Through Jesus' sacrificial death, He has become the means by which your sins may be forgiven. Would you turn to Him today for newness of life by confessing with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, Master, and Savior, and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead to secure your salvation? Romans 10:9-10. The word gospel means good news and carries the basic facts of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection as the means of obtaining forgiveness of your sins and right standing before a holy God. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus' command was that repentance and the forgiveness of sins should be preached to all the nations. Luke 24:47. Would you consider changing your mind and turning to Him so that you might discover who Jesus Christ really is?